The market clock. Very short-term cycles drive daily market momentum. Each of these small time segments contains predictable crowd, price, and volatility characteristics. The strength or absence of expected behaviors during these phases generates feedback loops that drive subsequent market activity. Intermarket relationships generate many primary cycles. The continuous battle of wills between Chicago futures and New York equities spins endless arbitrage events. The 10 a.m. release of government economic statistics generates volatility throughout the world markets. And 3 p.m. credit market settlement triggers active positioning for the last open hour of the American stock markets. Natural rhythms guide other cycles. The composition of the trading crowd changes dramatically as the day progresses. Mornings belong to smaller retail participants who exercise impatient strategies right near the market open. As their impact winds down, professionals move in to work the balance of the day. Their influence peaks in the last hour, and especially during the furious final minutes of the session. Extended trading hours bend the market clock, but rarely impact broad cycles. This may change in upcoming years as stocks move to a 24-hour worldwide exchange. Most participants now use these quieter times to complete strategies that began during the regular session. They may exit an overnight gap into an early morning crowd, or dump a loser that missed the regular close. After-hour shock events occur frequently, but remain the exception to the rule. Pre-open trading continues to expand, but larger forces still drive most overnight action. And insider manipulation guarantees that most swing traders will still wait for the opening bell. The little-known S&P alternation cycle drives intraday price swings. 90 minutes of strength often follow an equal period of weakness. This cyclic tendency naturally generates five distinct phases during each trading day, three in the direction of the current trend, and two counter-trend reactions. While the stock market shifts time somewhat through arbitrage-driven tug and pull, dividing the day into five unique time zones presents an effective means to identify short-term market cycles. 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The market opens with a first impulse that resolves and completes the last close phase. 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mid-morning reacts to the open phase but does not resolve any price action. 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Lunch triggers a second impulse that resolves and completes the open phase. 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Mid-afternoon reacts to the lunch phase, but does not resolve any price action. 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The market closes with a third impulse that resolves and completes both the open and lunch phases. Each 90-minute phase triggers a new action or a reaction to the last impulse. Each impulse digests the prior market action, but raises new conflict that affects price development. This triggers a reaction phase that tests the themes and boundaries of the prior impulse. Finally, this action-reaction axis ignites a subsequent impulse that resolves the conflict of the last one. Also note that the reaction phase for the close impulse occurs through the overnight markets rather than equities themselves. Markets oscillate through intraday sessions within this complex structure. Swing traders try to uncover these sentiment shifts and align positions with them. Keep in mind that short-term cycles can generate considerable noise or not appear at all. Watch for these general time tendencies with the 5-minute tick and intraday stochastics. Follow them when they generate strong signal and directional response, but avoid them when cross-currents build negative feedback. Cycle interfaces may not show up on schedule. Negative feedback periods tend to overshoot their time allotment, while sharp trends often complete more quickly than 90 minutes. Avoid narrow rules, and try to recognize this important time swing wherever it occurs. The market clock prints three distinct thrust phases and two counter-reactions. Each thrust completes and resolves market activity initiated during the prior impulse. For example, the first 90 minutes align with pre-open positioning, the actual market open, and the first hour of trading. This important period resolves imbalances that originate during the closing hour of the prior market day, as well as the overnight session. A testing and reaction phase follows each impulse. This counterforce measures the thrust's strength and durability. Major reversals are less likely to occur during these reactions, but can show tremendous power when they appear. This phenomenon results from testing that dramatically fails and traps one side of the market that had been in control during the prior phase. The close impulse offers no simple reaction phase. The overnight and world markets handle this chore as they digest the U.S. exchange results, as well as new impulses that their own participation creates. The Globex-based 24-hour S&P futures markets supply the primary outlet for this off-hour reaction. Post-close mechanics may change substantially in upcoming years as extended trading hours expand liquidity. Reaction phases, mid-morning and mid-afternoon, do not resolve prior market impulses. Price action must pass through a complete action-reaction cycle before it can successfully digest the new imbalance. The reaction phase often determines the strength or weakness of the underlying impulse and how price change can resolve it. The completion of this testing phase allows participants to initiate appropriate decisions and fuel the next impulse. Separate impulses generate positive feedback when well aligned, and negative feedback when in conflict. For example, a strong open impulse followed by a supportive lunch impulse, with weak countermovement through their reactions, sets up a high probability for a strong close impulse. Alternatively, a weak second move that follows a strong opening tends to resolve itself into a directionless or reversal close.